Wednesday, December 26th. Today was our first practice session with Victoria Steele, the Holiday on Ice show director and Olympic gold medalist figure skater. Everyone participating in the show received a welcome letter and a list of rules. Victoria Steele's show rules. Number 1, no autographs. Number 2, no gum chewing. Number 3, no ugly skating outfits. Number 4, no hairy legs. All skaters are to be prompt, courteous, and prepared. Unsportsmanlike behavior will not be tolerated, and any violation will result in automatic dismissal from the Holiday on Ice show. Good luck, Victoria Steele. All we have to do now is survive 3 days of practice with Victoria. My biggest fear is that she's going to kick me out of the show like she did to that poor girl last year. Chloe insisted it was probably just a rumor, but I wasn't taking any chances. After scrounging around in our garage, I found the perfect costume for our first practice. I was a nervous wreck when Mom dropped me off for practice at the ice arena. All I could think of was Brandon having to start a new school in January without any friends. Since I didn't want anyone to see my costume, I avoided the crowded locker room and got dressed in a small bathroom on the far side of the arena instead. I stared at my reflection in the mirror and smiled. I knew I looked ridiculous. But if my plan worked, at least I'd make it through the first practice. By the time I made my way back to the rink, most of the skaters were already on the ice practicing, including Chloe and Zoe. I was amazed at how graceful they were, and I couldn't help but feel proud of them. Near the main entrance, a large crowd surrounded Victoria. She was pretty and looked surprisingly similar to the girl on the cover of The Ice Princess. Fans took pictures of her with their cell phones and waited in line for an autograph. And like a pop star, she traveled with her own entourage and security detail. As Victoria rushed past me, she took off her sunglasses and let out an irritated sigh. Let's get this over with. I just hope this group is better than last year's. Can someone get me a water? I'm about to die of thirst. Her staffers scrambled in different directions, and within 30 seconds, two assistants and two security guys offered her bottled waters. OMG! You expect me to drink water from a plastic bottle? She shrieked. One thing was quite obvious. The woman was a spoiled diva. The assistant director asked all the skaters to take a seat in the first two rows. He then introduced Victoria as the skaters cheered excitedly. In spite of her meltdown over the bottled water situation, she immediately plastered a fake smile on her face. So, who'd like to impress me first? She asked, eyeing the list of names on her clipboard. Let's start with a group. How about... My heart skipped a beat. Please don't call us. Please don't call us. Please don't call us. I chanted inside my head. Chloe, Zoe, and Nikki. Front and center. Chloe and Zoe quickly scrambled onto the ice. Why do I only see two of you instead of three? Victoria asked with a highly annoyed glare. Nikki should be here somewhere, Zoe answered and glanced nervously at Chloe. Here I am, I said as I carefully made my way onto the ice. Chloe and Zoe took one look at me, gasped, and shrieked. Nikki, what happened? That's when I realized my fake cast made from toilet paper and white duct tape actually looked pretty real. Especially with Dad's old crutches from that time he went bungee jumping. Don't worry, it's not as bad as it looks, I answered. OMG, is it broken? Chloe asked. You poor thing, Zoe exclaimed. I'm fine, really, I said, and kind of winked. Chloe and Zoe looked at me and then at each other. I think they got the hint. So you're Nikki? Victoria asked, staring me down. I'm really sorry about your accident, but I have a show to run here. You three are just going to have to participate next year. Sorry, girls. No, please. Actually, it's just a little sprain. My doctor assured me I'd be fine by tomorrow, I stammered. That's when Victoria suddenly narrowed her eyes at my cast and stared at me suspiciously. So your doctor uses duct tape? Then she put her hands on her hips and yelled. Is this some kind of joke? Security, get that girl off my ice. I could not believe that crazy lady actually called security on me like that. She's nuts. Chloe and Zoe, get into position now. I want to see this routine, she shouted. But I'm warning you, if the three of you are not ready to skate tomorrow, you'll be disqualified. Understood? We nodded. As I hurried off the ice, I gave Chloe and Zoe a thumbs up, and they smiled at me nervously. As long as I wasn't out there messing things up, they were going to do fine. And I was right. They both skated flawlessly, and Victoria was both surprised and impressed. I decided not to hang around for the rest of the practice session. I'd had quite enough of Victoria Steele for one day, and I was sure the feeling was mutual. I hobbled back to the bathroom, anxious to ditch the uncomfortable crutches and itchy cast. I was about to call my mom to pick me up when an uninvited guest barged into the bathroom. It was Mackenzie, and boy, was she ticked. You're a pathetic little phony. I was going to bat my eyes all innocent-like and completely deny the whole fake cast thing. But then I realized my crutches were leaning against the wall and I was standing there perfectly fine on my injured ankle. Oops. Phony or not, my personal health issues were none of Mackenzie's business. You're calling me a phony? I huffed. You're wearing so many hair extensions and so much lip gloss, the fire marshal has declared you a fire hazard due to a high risk of spontaneous combustion. OMG, Mackenzie was so angry, I thought her head was going to explode. She stared at me with her beady little eyes and hissed. I've already warned Victoria about you. Make one more wrong step, and she'll throw you out of this show faster than a 10-day-old moldy pizza. Then she turned and sashayed away. I hate it when Mackenzie sashays. I could not believe she was trying to boss me around like that. I mean, just who does she think she is? The ice skating police? Anyway, the good news is that I actually survived the first Holiday on Ice practice session with Victoria the Dragon Lady. One down and two more to go.